Hi, Aiden.
Ike.
Hi, my name is Amelie. I'm really glad to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me to the podcast. I've actually never been on a podcast before, but I've always wanted to be on one, and I also wanted to start my own, but I was too lazy, or and also I was just scared of my voice because, but yeah, so thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited to be on here, so yeah.
You're welcome. So I have a few questions for you today about your books, both series. So,
Sorry, can you repeat that again? My internet is laggy.
I have a few questions about your series and how you wrote them today.
Okay.
So how old were you when you started writing?
So I've been writing for a pretty long time. I started writing stories when I was around 7 years old. When I was seven, at the age of seven, that's when I really started reading more books because when I was younger, I didn't really like reading books. But then when I was seven, I started reading graphic novels and I got really inspired by those books like Dog Man. And I decided to write books of my own, graphic novels, other books. And then I slowly started, learning how to write. Like professional books and everything. So, yeah, I've been telling stories for a pretty long time.
That's really cool. So, what inspired you to write your first book? Like, did comics inspire the entire series, or one book, or?
Yeah, so my very first book I published when I was 11 years old. It's called Ethan Anderson and the Wielders. It's the first book in the Ethan Anderson and the Wielders series. There's five books in that series. And I published the book in March of 2021, I believe. And just before that, I had read the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series by Rick Riordan. And I was really inspired that by that series. I just really liked it a lot. And just something about it really made me want to write a book, just like how Dog Man inspired me to write comics when I was 7 years old. So, so Percy Jackson really inspired me to start writing Ethan Anderson and the Wielders. But before Ethan Anderson and the Wielders, I had written other books, inspired by, different things, different movies, different books. But for Ethan Anderson, I just felt that I should do something a little bit more with this book series. And my mom also agreed. My mom helped me a lot with my books. So we published it with Barnes and Noble. And after that, I just felt that there was more to Ethan Anderson's story. Ethan Anderson is the main character, and there's more to his story. So I just kept on writing more books about him.
So, what was the main idea of your Ethan Anderson series?
So Ethan Anderson and the Wielders is about this boy, Ethan Anderson, who starts off as this normal kid. He's on a road trip, but then one day he gets on the road trip, he gets attacked by this monster. And on that same night, he also discovers that he has these powers. And he also later on he discovers that he is something called a wielder. And being a wielder means you have the ability to wield the power of God. It's not a religious book, but it just has those elements. I also got, along with Percy Jackson, I was really inspired by Avatar and the Last Airbender, which is an iconic show from the early 2000s that I watched during the pandemic. So I decided to make the powers of the wielders. Their powers are that they can wield the power of God, meaning that they can control the elements like fire, water, earth, air, lightning, all those elements, and they have that, those are their powers. And later on, he also discovers that he's the chosen one. And there's this new threat rising called Zarkian, and many thousands of years ago, there were these ancient beings called the Lords, and the Lords were the children of God. And the lords had a lot of power and they became evil. So the first wielder, the very first one, killed the lords, but now the lords are coming back. So it's basically Ethan Anderson's job as the chosen one to stop the lords from like hurting the other wielders, because the lords want revenge on the wielders for killing them. But yeah, that's what the series is about.
So, what inspired your number one kid series?
Can you repeat that again? Sorry, my internet is laggy.
Oh, it's fine. What inspired your number one kid series?
Kids is one of my better series. I noticed that as I was writing more books, my writing, the way I made my wrote my characters started improving. So I really like the kids series. A lot of people like the kids series, and specifically because of what inspired me to write it. The kids tells the story of Sam Afridi, who is a refugee from Afghanistan, who moves to Canada, and him and his friends, who are all immigrants from like China, Africa, they get superpowers. So what inspired the first book was I had written the first book in December of 2021, and it got published in May 2022. And what inspired entering and in 2021, late 2021, the Taliban was all over the news for, taking over Afghanistan and things like that. So, and I'm Muslim. I'm from Pakistan, which is just below Afghanistan. So I felt that Muslims needed a little bit of representation, specifically at that time. So that's why I decided to write the story about this Muslim superhero. And I also really like superheroes. Along with books, I'm a really big fan of movies. I come from a family who loves books and movies, so I had a lot of things to take inspiration from. If you read the kids' books, then you'll see that there's a lot of pop culture references, like Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, all these different things, and the characters learn about their powers from the comic books and things like that. And the covers for the books are made to look like they're comic books. And on the top corner of the cover, you'll see there's this thing saying approved by the Comic Code Authority, but it's crossed out. So I told my illustrator to cross it out because it's not a comic book. So yeah, that's what inspired the kid series.
So that's really cool how you took all these different genders and cultures and you put them into one book.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it was a I didn't really the kids is probably the only book that's really close to my heart, just because I wrote it a bit differently. So yeah, it's really cool when people, praise it for, the diversity. So thank you.
What's your favorite author and book?
That's a hard question, because I read a lot of books. Like my mom, I'm a bookworm. So most people would think that it would be Percy Jackson, because that's the series that inspired me to write books. But I think my favorite book would be The Giver by Lois Lowry. I read The Giver in 7th grade. It was a school book that we had to read, and I don't usually read books like The Giver. My favorite genres are sci-fi and fantasy. I mainly read fantasy books. So, and but The Giver wasn't sci-fi or fantasy. It was a book about a dystopia and other elements like that. And I don't know, when I read the book, just something about it really connected with me, and it made me think in other ways that other books didn't. So that's why I really like it.
That's really cool. How did you know you wanted to write not only one, but continue your series in both series?
So as I mentioned before with Ethan Anderson, I just felt that there was more to Ethan Anderson's story to tell because I ended the first book saying, "Oh, you'll come back in 2 weeks." So I figured that, there's a lot when it comes to fantasy. One of the reasons why fantasy is one of my favorite genres is because there's so many things you can do with fantasy. The same with sci-fi. Like if you look at all these authors, like J.K. Rowling, she wrote all of Harry Potter, but then she continued to expand on the world with the Fantastic Beasts movies. And Rick Riordan, he has all the spin-off books for Percy Jackson, Heroes of Olympus, Magnus Chase, King Chronicles, and all those books. So there's a lot of things you can do with fantasy, and that's what I really wanted to do with Ethan Anderson. I didn't want it to just be a one book thing. I wanted to have a whole story and continue expanding on its world. And I'm still doing that today. After completing the fifth book of Ethan Anderson, I started writing the sequel series for Ethan Anderson, and the first book of that series is coming out on May 31st. So I'm really excited to introduce all these new characters and elements to the Wielder world. And for kids, for kids, I took a lot of elements from superheroes and in Hollywood, big major like single superhero movies are mainly in trilogies. Like there's the Iron Man trilogy, Captain America, Spider-Man, they're all trilogies. So I decided to do that with kids. I decided to make it a trilogy, just like the other superhero books and movies. So.
Do you identify with any characters in your books?
So Ethan Anderson and the Wielders, when I was writing it, I was 11 years old. And when I was writing it, I just did it from the viewpoint of the books I was reading, like Percy Jackson and Harry Potter. So when it comes to Ethan Anderson and the Wielders, those characters in the book, I mainly took inspiration from other characters like Percy Jackson, Harry Potter, Aragorn from the Inheritance Cycle. So those characters don't really relate to me. But when it comes to kids, as I mentioned, Kids is mainly a series that I wrote from the heart. And when I was writing Kids, I put a little bit of me in every character. So for Sam, the characters, there's four characters, Cassidy, Deacon, all of them have different wants, needs, be able to protect his family. Kathy, she wants to be an engineer. She wants to create all these inventions and things like that. Eddie wants to be a pilot, and Danny from China, he wants to just be fast, because he has a pretty slow mile time. So all those characters, I put a little bit of me in them. For Danny, when I was a kid, I really wanted to be fast. So I was always trying to like race my friends, and I just didn't like it when I was super slow. So I just kind of took that. I was like, oh yeah, I try to be fast. And then in the book, his powers are super speed. For Itty, I don't want to be a pilot, but one thing I put in Itty was how he's always looking to the future. In the book, he's always like, yeah, one day I'm gonna be a pilot, and he's always looking interesting. When I grow up, I want to be a director and a screenwriter. So I'm always saying I'm gonna make these movies in the future. I'm gonna make that, or I'm gonna write this script for a movie in the future.
Sorry.
For Kathy, she's really creative. She has a imagine like a really big imagination, and I also have a pretty big imagination, if I say so myself. But So
That's really cool.
that I wanted to put that sense of imagination and creativity into Kathy, and her powers are basically she can create anything with the thought, with the power of her thought. And for Sam, his powers are martial arts because he wants to protect his family. And when I was younger, I was really into like Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee, and I was really into martial arts. And I'm still kind of into it today. I really like action films, and I like action and filming action scenes. So I figured that for Sam as a main character, it'd be cool if he had like martial arts powers. So yeah, those are basically where I get where how I write my characters and how they relate to me.
That's cool how you didn't just choose one personality, one character to identify with. You
And I think I really have fun
chose
writing the characters
every
because
single character
sometimes it
is
can be hard,
different, but the
writing your characters,
same
but
as you
my advice is
almost.
that if you're writing characters and just put a little bit of you in them so it can, be easier for you to write. So, yeah, that's basically what I decided to do.
That's really cool.
So
What
from the
causes are
beginning,
you
like when I
passionate
first published
about
my book, I told my
supporting? Are
mom
you donating to something,
I
saving
want to
up to do
donate the money
something?
to a charity. And she was like, okay, we can donate to, Feeding America. So, I've just been donating to Feeding America. I'm not sure if there's any other organization I'm donating to, but
It froze up.
okay.
Okay, so how did you find an illustrator to illustrate both series?
So for my books, I when I was originally writing my books, I used Upwork and Fiverr to hire my editors and illustrators. Originally, I had used Upwork for my very first books. I hired my editor and illustrator through there. And I also did the same for kids. I hired my editor, my illustrator through Upwork. But for my upcoming series, The Last Mage, which is a sequel series to Ethan Anderson, I use Fiverr to find my illustrator just because Fiverr has a little bit more variety, and I wanted to, find some more unique illustrators out there. So yeah, I just use Fiverr and Upwork, freelance websites.
That's cool. And what about publishing? How did you do that? Get to the publisher?
So when it came to publishing, for the past few years, I've been sending queries out to literary agents and publishers. For most authors, you need to have a literary agent in order to get into big publishers, in order to get your books into bookstores, and to advertise your books. And it's really hard to get a literary agent because they're very precise about the books they're representing. So I've been sending out my books and my query letters for the past few years. I've been rejected by most literary agents, but I just keep sending query letters out. So because I wasn't able to get a literary agent, and wasn't able to get into, these big publishing companies, I went through the self-publishing route. I was looking through my bookshelf in the living room, and I saw that one of the books was published by Barnes and Noble. And I go to Barnes and Noble's to get all my books. That's where I get all my books. Okay. Yeah. So as I was saying, when it came to publishing the book, I used Barnes and Noble's Press, a self-publishing company, and I published Ethan Anderson and the Wielders through that. And then I published Kids through Amazon just because I feel that more people used Amazon, to buy everyday things and products. So I published it through KDP Publishing, Kindle Direct Publishing. And so yeah, that's how I publish my books with Barnes and Noble and Amazon.
You know, that's really inspiring. Like, you were rejected by a few literary agents,
Literary.
and you couldn't really find a publisher, but you didn't give up. You did not give up with your books there.
It's been a little hard just because I've been sending out so many query letters and I get rejected almost all the time. But when I was younger, when I was first sending out query letters, it would put me down a little bit because I thought maybe my books weren't good enough. That's why they were rejecting me. But then my mindset became, you know what? If no, can you hear me right now? Or
Yeah, I can hear you.
okay. And so my mindset became, if my books aren't good enough now, then I should just keep writing more books and make each book better. So yeah, I just never, now I just don't let it put me down because my mindset is, oh, if they reject me, then they're just missing out on something big. So that's my advice to everyone. Just like if you get rejected, just keep going. So yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Yeah, no problem. Do you want me to ask you questions or is that it?
I just have something to say to you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I just think that you've come so far since when you were 7, you were telling stories and just putting pencil to paper. You've just
Yeah.
come so far since then.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't expect truthfully, I didn't expect to be this far. Like when I was 7, writing was just a hobby, and it still is, but now I also have like a bit of a profession in it, and but I just do it for the fun of it, not just because, oh, I want to be famous and stuff, but I just like writing. I just like telling stories, and that's why when I grow up, I want to be a director so I can, keep telling more stories. And so yeah, just telling stories is just what I do. So I'm really proud of, coming this far. So thank you.
Thank you. And a really big thank you to Little House of Dreams for sponsoring today's podcast.
Thank you, Little House of Dreams. Okay. But yeah, so thank you for inviting me onto the podcast. As I mentioned before, I've never been on a podcast, and I think it's really cool that you have your own podcast and that you've published your own book at the age of 10, I believe, 10 years old. Yeah, when I was 10, I was writing books, but I was never publishing them, and I wasn't even thinking about a podcast. So, but yeah, that's really cool. So I'm gonna see if I can get a podcast going because you inspired me. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And I think you'll be really successful with that podcast.
Yeah, thank you. If I do manage to start it, I'll invite you onto it, and then I can ask you questions about all your books.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for to everyone at home for tuning in with us at What's Up Young Authors. And as I was saying, a really big thank you to Little House of Dreams Publishing Inc. Company for sponsoring today's podcast. Thank you.
Let's go, young authors. Hey, let's go out and slay the day. Write your story your own way. What's up, young authors?
Hey!
Hey!
That's our theme song for What's Up Young Authors.